This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, you can experience Atlanta history firsthand. The Candler Hotel Atlanta Curio Collection by Hilton, built by Asa Griggs Candler in 1906. The Candler Building is on the National Register of Historic Places. It's classic style meets Art Deco and it's glamour. This hotel has an in-house restaurant called By George. Celebrity chef Hugh Atchison is at the helm, and he just happens to be sitting across from me with my foodie correspondent, David Danzig. So, Hugh, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're one of my favorite chefs for the simple reason that you have the best vegetable plate at your restaurant, Empire State South, that I have ever eaten at in my life.
Well, good. You know,
so,
I think that...
it was so memorable that... You know, one of those dishes that you think about often that you've had?
Mm-hmm.
So you have risen to the top, the cream, because of your vegetable plate.
Well, that's a good place to be. We
yes,
like that.
Absolutely.
But I think vegetables, they've always been there, but I think that chefs learned how to cook them more recently for a number of different reasons. But we finally, you know, people love Brussels sprouts now because we no longer cook them into small mushy orbs.
Yeah, and asparagus for the same reason.
Yeah, same thing.
So you think like technique has come around, like the just experimentation? Like you brought up Brussels sprouts. It was mushy.
Yeah, I
mean, somebody's like, I'm going to throw this in a fryer and see what happens. And good Lord, they're good. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, turnips. But it's quality of vegetables that we're seeing in markets and farmers markets. You know, Freedom Market's got a number of amazing local farms that'll get you pristine Hakurai turnips. And, you know, I come from a background of hating rutabagas and turnips because my grandmother made us eat them. But these are beautiful. And if you braise them with soy and butter and then finish them with sesame and a hint of lime and some chili, they're going to be wonderful. So, but yeah, I think it's technique we learned. I think that chefs adapted and learned to cook vegetables because protein prices rose to an exorbitant level where it's really difficult. You know, your 16-ounce steak of bones costs you $78 for a reason now.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, well-sourced, but it's also the beef's just really expensive now. So,
yeah.
You know, that's why we have to elaborately put 4 ounces of beef on the plate with a really nice technically done vegetables around it to look substantial
right.
enough.
But isn't that also maybe more of a challenge to do an exceptional vegetable plate? I mean, proteins... seem to always star,
take the star, yeah,
be the star, but to have an excel like what you've done with vegetables, over at Redbird,
Zeb
Stevenson does
yeah.
great stuff with vegetables, Linton Hopkins. To me, that seems to be really the mark of talent for a chef. If you make like a craveable plate,
right.
like a vegetable plate for Belinda, that's really exceptional. So, I
agree to an extent. I think it's, to me, I think it's where we set the bar, and that I think that you should know as a chef how to cook vegetables really well. And I think that, luckily we learned how to cook them because it allows us now to put a $13 carrot salad on the menu and pay the bills.
And that's worth it when it's done well.
Right.
But that's the thing is it's not so we don't miss those massive portions of proteins and expensive ingredients, and we can relegate to seeing luxury and beauty in that plate of carrots. Then we're winning as consumers, but also
right.
as chefs. So.
How much do vegetables star in the show of By George?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, hugely. I mean, we have a sort of gratin section, so, you know, bubbly, beautiful creams enveloping leeks, or in one place it's salsify with smoked oysters. And, there's a lot of there's a lot of room for us to showcase vegetables in light applications or hearty applications or, you know, bubbly and brown and beautiful and golden. So there's so many different ways you can cook them. And that's a good thing. I mean, if you can't treasure and take total reverence in a beautifully cooked leek, then you're talking to the wrong person.
So tell us a little bit about the hotel and then about the restaurant by George.
Yeah, I mean, it's a stunning Belle Epoque sort of building. 1906, I think it was built. It was the tallest building at the time in downtown Atlanta, kind of near Terminus Station. Asa Candler, who was the head of Coca-Cola and really launched the brand. He didn't invent Coke, but he bought the recipe for Coke and really turned it into what it is. Yeah, he opens up this building really to operate as his homage to himself. And because you go down these beautiful marble staircases and huge amount of imported product to build this building. But you go down these majestic staircases and they're busts of Rabelais and different philosophers and Descartes and all the, and then Asa Candler.
And then his, his bust, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Which, if you're going to build a building, you're allowed to put yourself in the Hall of Fame, whether you deserve it or not. I think as a business person, he definitely does. So the ground floor where By George was a bank. It was Asa's bank. Then the rest of the building was machinations of his empire. And, that bank over the years became a kind of overlooked, and it propped up in Baby Driver as the opening scene. Started that amazing car chase with the cops John Spencer's Blues Explosion.
Yeah.
Bell Bottoms, the song.
Oh, wow.
So it's got recent Atlanta history, and it's got really historical history too, but By George is the name of the two architects. I just wanted to reference them and the importance of the building and what we're trying to do. And it's meant to be a good French restaurant. And that's it.
No, I mean, let's also be frank. It's jaw dropping. I mean, the space that you inhabit now.
It is a phenomenal space. I think it would be phenomenal if we just had it lit and hadn't done anything to it.
Right.
It's just got amazingly massive imported marble, like real marble columns, and some of the original tile still there. We relocated a lot and found the original chandeliers. There are these beautiful Tiffany round windows as you enter into the space. We put the kitchen downstairs, so we have a team of people with exceptional calves now, which is good.
Running up and down the stairs. And you told me when I walked through it with you, I noted these incredible windows that are built in, they don't actually even face outside. They sort of face inside. But they were these lost treasures that were uncovered in the construction.
Yeah, they pulled away all this particle board and drywall, and there are these 6-foot diameter Tiffany glass windows. I mean, they're worth like hundreds of thousands of dollars, and somebody covered
them. There were two of them.
Oh, no.
And there are two of them mirroring. You almost can look through them around the lobby, and the lobby itself is just amazing of the hotel. It's got this bank of beautiful brass elevators, like 6 elevators, and just the even like as simple as the old mail drops from different floors of these beautiful ornate brass carved things, and then you go outside and sort of the equivalent of the gargoyles everywhere on the building are just all Italian marble carved by some guy named Luigi. His brother Mario.
Yeah. Okay.
It was done by the Mario Brothers.
Okay. Well, now we have a scoop here about the Candler, the new Candler Hotel.
And the princess lives on the top.
And okay.
Wow.
That's
her quest
exciting.
Is to save her. This is all untrue, but yes.
Untrue.
So we're here with Hugh Atchison, 2-time James Beard Award-winning chef and restaurateur, and we're talking about By George and the new Candler Hotel downtown. I mean, have you ever been given a canvas like this? I mean, I'm sure not. Was that intimidating to basically go into a fine art museum and is like, here you go, Hugh. Now make sure the cuisine
matches
this setting.
Yeah. And no, I don't really think I have, but it's amazingly interesting to do that. The ownership of the hotel is this amazing family out of California called the Millers, and they've just been really supportive about all aspects of the hotel. And I think that the Curio Collection is meant to be really independent restaurants within the confines of a Hilton as their boutique line, and they're really trying to keep with that. And so it's really refreshing to go into and align with the corporate world in something as, hey, look, man, we're just like little restaurant people who try and do a good job every day. So it's become a really good match and a really strong team overall.
So you have a great bar program inside by George.
Yeah, the bar programs are all done by Kelly Thorne, who is the head of bartending at Empire State South, but mm-hmm. also throughout all the restaurants that we have. And Kelly installed an amazingly interesting program, focusing on a lot of French stuff, a lot of cognacs and armagnacs, but really amazing mixology and mixed beverages, mm-hmm. Cocktails. And then Stephen Grubbs, who has been my wine director for 20 mm-hmm. years and started as a busboy at 5 and 10, geez, 20 years ago now, and has really never worked for another person. Sorry, Steve.
That is unheard of in your industry.
I know, but Steve's an amazing, amazing guy. And he's installed just an amazing, really interesting wine program, focusing on a lot of French classics, but a lot of stuff that is unheralded. So as long as tariffs don't go up to 800%, we'll continue down that road.
Yeah. So what are you most proud of on the menu right now?
You know, I think it's taking simple things and doing them well, whether it be, you know, pomme dauphine, which are these beautiful sort of, it's whipped potatoes that then are scooped out as almost a batter and then fried to crisp, and they come out like beautiful little crisp, tender potato puffs almost. There's that. There's a sort of version of steak d'Yam, which is more of an American thing, but done in a very French style. And it's stunning with a really simple mushroom jus and a beautiful filet and then a consummate amount of really properly cut chives and things like that. And then a potato mousseline next to it that's kind of one of those ethereal preparations of potatoes that the real truth to it is that you never want to know how much butter we put in there. But it's amazing that we can do that.
Yes.
So there's just so many things on the menu. It's the type of place that I want you to go in and have a bowl of vichyssoise in the hotter times of the year, not right now because it's very cold out. That is indicative of it pulls at the heartstrings if you've ever had really great vichyssoise of what it's meant to be. Mm-hmm. It's got the sweetness of natural sweetness of leeks and this underpinning of potatoes that's never gummy. It's got this overlay of wonderful fresh cream and those type of flavors that just work well and are so technically spot on. That's, I think, what we want to really showcase.
It's just too bad you're not passionate about cooking, Chef.
I'm wrapped up in everything you're saying.
I could listen to you talk about food and technique and preparation for days.
We're speaking with Hugh Atchison with the restaurant that's in-house at the Candler Hotel by George. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're in the studio with celebrity chef Hugh Atchison at the helm of By George in the Candler Hotel and my buddy David Danzig with the website bitesandsights.net. So you're in the Candler Hotel downtown. I really feel like that could be a catalyst for that area. Downtown has had its trouble in the last few years. Some gentrification to take place.
Yeah, I don't know. Gentrification needs to take place anywhere in a lot of ways. I think just goodness needs to take place. Understanding of the history and the historic merit of the places you're going into, respecting that, investing in that, figuring out how we can get African-American-owned businesses within and thriving in that area. I mean, the Candler is going to do some for employment in the area, but I think the catalysts really have been Georgia State, which has been phenomenally successful. I think it's Mercedes-Benz. I think it's State Farm Arena. I think in South Downtown, what the Newport group out of Germany has done in buying upwards of 40 buildings, some of which are huge, and really doing slow, good development on them for the long term. not flipping. I think those are the things that change downtown for the better. I don't think, contrary to a lot of people, what they say about downtown Atlanta, I don't think downtown Atlanta ever really lost its luster. I think that we're just, we've seen massive growth in other sectors of the city, and I think that we're going to see that now in downtown. And I think that more and more people are, it's becoming a bedroom community again, which is really important.
That.
And it, those, that's the important of places that have a thriving economy, because economy can't just be a 9-to-5 thing, not in this day and age. We need people who are, we need a grocery store downtown. We need good, levels in all sort of, levels of hospitality and dining options from low end to high end. We need good retail experiences. And all those things are happening and can happen in downtown. I don't know. I think downtown's the place to be. I think that it's first is affordable. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's very wide spectrum, and I think that's really important. And that's Atlanta to me.
And we appreciate everything that you've given to the city, Hugh, in the past years, and everything you're giving forward. So thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.